Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to BBSRadio.com, Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. We are on Station 1 tonight, and it is Monday, December 17th, 2012. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. Our theme for the evening is Healing Highway, where we help you remove negative blockages from your life by using the techniques and clearings and healings that are all available on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Ron Amatron is a light being, and he is our ambassador here on Earth to the Creation Lightship, and he brings cutting-edge healing information to us. So, Ron, are you out there? How are you? And welcome.
Yeah, I'm here, doing fine. Having a lot of energies with different races that we're dealing with now, but other than that, doing good. So we could do some healings tonight. Maybe somebody wants to type in on BBS one or two healings they may want to experience that might be ones that we haven't done before. That'd be fine. Tonight we just kind of like to talk about our, it's not really self-empowerment, but it's how the healings can help you move out of your way with situations that maybe you're stuck in. So maybe you're going down the wrong rabbit hole or something. Don't know how to change your life, and maybe a clearing on the website that could help you. So, you know, you have to look at the website as, well, what do I have, you know, say wrong with me? Hopefully nothing, but, you know, everybody has something. Oh, you know, what's my issue? Where am I living right now? And where am I having a situation with other people, and kind of look at that and see how that relates to you, and then from there see what clearing may help out. So that's kind of how we like to kind of run the show tonight. So if anybody has had a clearing, maybe self-empowerment clearing, doing that whole session there with like 38, I believe, issues, or maybe you had a healing crisis or something and you got on the Body Jumpstart, if you want to call in to tell people about that, that'd be great. I really don't want to have any questions other than that tonight. I don't want to deal with UFOs and aliens or what's going on with Orion or Mars or whatever on energies, because it just takes the show sideways. So just strictly healing, how you could help other people by your experience for healing. Because you've already went through something, and maybe what you went through somebody else is very interested in doing, but they don't know what to do. So it's up to you to help educate people also. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. And, yes, if you'd like to call in, the call-in numbers are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008, or you can try BBS Online 4 at 530-413-5011. And we would love to hear from you if you've had one of the healings on Ron's website and how it has helped you. Or also maybe you're a new listener and you have some questions about the healings that you've done, or, you know, what direction you'd like to go in next. Ron, there were some questions that were sent through to me from clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also some testimonials. Do you want me to go ahead and read those for you? Hello?
Yeah, must have had a connection. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry about that. So the first person has done some clearings, and they said that they need much less sleep, and they have a layer of moisture on their hands, and that their skin is much softer. So that's from someone who has done some clearings. And also there was a question sent to me at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and they are asking, they were traveling recently, and they were spending the night at a friend's apartment, and I guess they had some nightmares or something, and were wondering if there was anything that could help them maybe, and it made me think of maybe like an object clearing or a space clearing, and I thought maybe we could talk about that, how objects... Oh, you know what? We'll get back to that in just a second. I think we have a caller, Ron. So, caller, do you want to go ahead and tell us your name and your question for Ron?
Yes, hi, Liz. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, I wanted to accept Ron's proposal that we can talk about how to educate and help people. And I had a story I'd like to share. And let's just say that John Doe was an individual who would always be telling lies about different people. And then after a while, he told so many lies that he started to believe in his lies. And then he started to enforce them against other people. And then, so that's when he lost his sanity at that point. And when he lost his sanity and enforced lies and believed in them, then the dark spirits, shapeshifters, came into him and took over control of his mind and heart. And then they decided they'd take his whole spirit away to the parallel planets, but they saved two little parts. And these two little parts they put in his adrenalines above the kidney areas, just in his adrenalines, but they had control of his body and his heart. So finally he decided that he didn't want that life anymore, so he seeked out a light being to help him. And then he felt a lot of regret that he had caused such pain to other people by what he had done. So then he got more and more of his light pieces back again until finally one day he became a bush full of 100 flowers that blossomed and bloomed out to express his total complete self. So that's all I have.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yeah.
What clarity do you think the person has had, you know, to help them out, Larry?
Oh, what clarity? Generally, well, alien attack is good, I think, because we're all attacked mentally, and the aliens try to take over our mind. One time I was driving down a road, and an alien took over my mind, and the girl I was with, we're going off for a cup of hot chocolate. She had to direct me because the alien overtook my mind and overpowered me, and I was in my subconscious mind, and she had to direct me because I had no control absolutely over my mind. So we finally got there, and I regained my control back again, but her shapeshifter had attacked me and overthrew my mind, and I had to get it back again by doing the – well, I had to get it back again at that point. I did. But then I had to do a clearance to make sure I kept in control and then kept in the spirit of light.
Very good. Well, the whole thing is probably just to understand that everything is out there and it can affect people. So that's why you always want to try to stay in the present moment if you can. But it's sometimes a little more difficult to do that. But just know that, you know, in fact, what I would do, a lot of people have laptops. And so if you do find yourself in a situation where you're kind of scratching your head, not knowing what's really going on, and you don't feel quite all right, then you may want to go to maybe a coffee house, put the light beam up, do a quick clearing, even a sample-free one, you know, be here now or something. And that could change your whole day and the outlet of your outlook on life of what you're going through, you know?
Uh-huh.
So back to you, Elizabeth. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
Larry,
you.
Thank you for your call. And it's it's a really good example of, I think, how to be proactive with the healings and the clearings. So, Ron, I think I just heard another beep. So is there a caller on the line?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi. Who's this?
Yeah, my name is Caroline. I'm calling from Maryland.
Netherlands. Oh, hi, Caroline. You're ways away. Okay. What time is it there now in the Netherlands?
Yes. You know, my daughter was actually the one that guided me to your website. And I've been really, really intrigued. You know, this is very new to me because I have been raised you know, in the church and all of that. So this is, like, really neat to me. Now, I just wanted to find out, you know, if you can guide me as to which of the treatment or clearings that can help my sons, you know, who are, you know, profoundly autistic. Which of the clearings do you think I should do first?
Well, normally I always have people do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's the issues typically that's recycling in your life, you know, at the present moment. Well, that one is what I always have people do first, get rid of densities that they're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Have any suggestions after that, Elizabeth? Maybe somebody else may have something on the fast chat.
So, Carolyn, you said your son is autistic?
Yes. I have a 21-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah. And a 13-year-old.
And maybe, I don't know if you've done this, but the whole lifetime emotional healing might be a good one to do on pretty much maybe all, like everyone you can in your family that you think it would help. And then I would just suggest try to stay as heart-centered as you can. And maybe just do the mind-to-heart drop. And, you know, this is a good point to bring up too, Ron. I don't know if Carolyn could do the mind-to-heart drop with someone, like if someone, you know, you're in the room with somebody and they can't do it for themselves, is there a way that they could do that somebody who is listening to the CLS show and has done that, I mean, is there a way that they could sort of do that with somebody else and help them to be more heart-centered?
Yeah, that would work out, yes, And also maybe the entity attachment removal would be a good one.
Okay.
Well, that's, but it could be also, you know, boy. I don't know if shapeshifters would play a role in this here, but it could be the off-planet shapeshifters. So... But first, do the lifetime, whole lifetime emotional one for him. That you can just do whenever you choose to. You don't have to really communicate or tell him anything because, you know, the spirit does the healings.
Yes.
So that's the way works because the spirit always says yes. Because the spirit's in the body to experience life here in the body. So it wants to have body cleaned out so that you can have more creation.
Yeah, I mean, because with my first child, it's so bad. I mean, he's 21 and he can't even talk. So, and he doesn't seem to understand anything. So, the first thing, yes, Liz?
Somebody just suggested on the fast chat a sensory clearing. So maybe there's like clearing. Like the sensory clearing. I'm not sure if that is a special clearing, Ron, or if that's something you would need to...
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that one myself.
Let's
do the emotional one. How that's affecting him. Send me an email and do that one first and let it settle in for about a week. And then maybe get back with me and I'll see what I can suggest, okay?
Okay. So I can email you and let you kind of help me with that.
Yeah. First do that clearing and I'll see what it looks like, okay? And then maybe at what time, a U.S. time, is a good time to call you just in case I need to do so.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, Carolyn, thank you so much for your call. And just wanted to say somebody else suggested a mental clearing. So maybe try that one, too. And after, like, you know, do what Ron said and then check in with him and see what he suggests. So thanks, everybody, for your suggestions on the fast chat.
I was thinking even that Mind Matrix bundle might be a good one to do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, so back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. So thank you, and thanks, everybody. All right, so, Ron, Michaela has a friend who's listening, and she says she has lung cancer. So I don't know if you want to do maybe an oxygen infusion or a lungs clearing maybe for that.
As a person listening now, then...
I believe so, yeah. I'm not sure what the person's name is.
Okay. So we'll run an oxygen here for everybody. So here we go. So bring in number 27 oxygen. They're all different, so if I give the same number or different times that we do this, it may not be the exact same oxygen. Here we go. So one, two, oh boy, three, oh man, my lungs are hurting. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh man, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, and one, oh man, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, okay. A little rough there. So let's, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And also wanted to suggest to that listener, if you can go to creationlightship.com and look up the body jumpstart clearing. That's a great one for anybody who is having any kind of physical types of problems, and it is a great, very thorough clearing to do. So that's pretty much a, you know, what I would suggest if you want to specifically also target the lungs. You could also timeline crash that, and I know that we've had some testimonials from people. So maybe there's somebody out there listening who's done one of Ron's clearings for a physical problem. And if you'd like, you can call in and give a testimonial about how that has helped you. Maybe the body jumpstart, if anybody out there listening has done that, or maybe if you've timeline crashed a particular physical issue or an emotional issue. I've had a lot of people telling me that they're depressed lately, Ron, and what can they do about that? So other than timeline crashing depression, I'm not sure what to really tell them, but I don't know if you have any suggestions for that.
Well, that's a good one. Depression. No, I think I got a depression clearing on the website.
I'm trying to look it up right now, so hopefully I can find it. Oh, the Body Jumpstart Special is a 3-month clearing, and that one is $200. But it's a very in-depth clearing. And then there's also the Physical Body Rejuvenation, and those clearings. So there's a body system rejuvenation for 1 month, and that's $120. And then the weekly body system rejuvenation is $50. So all these clearings that I'm talking about are available on Ron's website, which is, again, creationlightship.com. So I would suggest to that listener maybe try one of those and see how it feels. Maybe just start with the weekly one, and then if you notice the difference, maybe you want to get more in depth. But I think the body jumpstart would be a good one too, Ron. That one really gets right in there and kind of deals with the problem. So I'm looking up the depression one right now. Don't know that one off the top of my head, but it's hard because I think a lot of the times you have to really think about what's causing. You know, what could be causing that? Could be any number of things, really.
Yeah, that is true.
I just found it.
Good.
So it's the depression release clearing, and it's $5 a year, I guess, per how many years you've been alive, right?
Yes, it'd be a whole lifetime clearing.
Okay, so that's really interesting. And then you have the depression release clearing generations 1 through 7. So, and then onward from there, going back further in generation. So maybe you want to talk about that for a minute, the generational clearing. Like after you do your current whole lifetime clearing, you can then go back and clear past generations.
Okay, yeah. What happens is some people need to have more extensive clearing, and they know that something from the past is always lurking, and lifetime one got rid of this lifetime, but they can still sort of see things coming in, or they're attached to things, like through their parents, etc. That's a really strong foothold on them. So that's why we have the seven generational clearings. I would say most people just need to do the first one if that would be the case, but you could do more. But basically, I would just strictly maybe do the first one just to see what it's like and do the other ones if you need to. But it's there to help people in case they're dealing with a lot of additional stuff on an issue. So that's kind of the way that sort of works, and that way you can get out of a situation a little bit easier. What I'll do is, let's look at, we're talking about depression and stuff, so let's look at depression. I'll do a depression clearing. So think of, oh, well, this is a heavy show. Wow.
I know. Gosh.
The only reason why it's heavy is because possibly some of the people listening have not had their whole lifetime emotional clearing. Right away, it like puts a ton of energy on me. They have to work through that to help them do a clearing. That's why you need to have, you know, your emotional clearing done before you go on the 8-hour calls, because it's just too hard on me. So here we go. Depression clearing. Then I'll do anger, because maybe you're dealing with anger maybe after the depression. Maybe you're wondering what's going on, and you got nothing done, and what pops up next is anger. So here we go. Think of a time that you were depressed. It could be anything, but here we go. That one situation. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and just see how you're feeling. Let's do an anger clearing now. So here we go, anger clearing. The same situation that you dealt with. See if it adds a little more icing to the cake here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, okay. So let's see how people are feeling with this here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, very interesting, and thank you, Ron. There's a couple of comments on the fast chat. People are saying sometimes depression is to suppress anger, and also the lack of light and the seasonal, you know, the weather is kind of affecting you, especially at this time of the year. So a gray skies clearing might also be a good one to do if you think it might be related to the weather. So thanks, everybody, for your comments, and thank you, Ron, for doing that clearing for us. It is really important, everybody, to get the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's kind of your baseline, and if you're a new listener, you can find that on Ron's website under the recommended healings on the left-hand side. There was a question on the fast chat a while back from somebody, and they're asking, they have food allergies, and now their pets are developing. Any suggestions or thoughts? And somebody suggested a nano clearing. So I don't know if you have any other suggestions for this person, Ron?
Boy. We're dealing with food allergies. Is that correct?
Yeah, it sounds like it might be they have food allergies, and now their pets are also developing food allergies or food sensitivities.
Well, that's a rough one. I don't know how to, I don't know what to say on this one here. Allergies. Man, it could even be going into maybe a space clearing. Maybe the space is corrupted. I would try maybe a space clearing, energetic space clearing. It is location. On the website, I think it's location space clearing. So the reason why I'm going with that is because it feels like maybe the space got corrupted some way. Everything is being recycled one to the other. That's kind of what I'm getting a hit on, okay?
Okay, so hopefully it helps. And if there's anybody out there that has done a clearing that's helped them with maybe a food allergy, if you could just type that into the fast chat. And I think we have another caller. Is there somebody on the line?
Hi, yes, there is. Janice.
Hi, who's this?
Janice.
Oh, hi, Janice.
Hi, you guys are talking about depression, and actually, Ron, I have a question about that. This is what, you know, I've been taught or told, you know, here on this plane, but, you know, when we get into these winter days when the light, we don't have much sunlight anymore, and I guess my understanding is that we're not getting enough light that hits something in our pituitary gland up in our thymus, hypothymus area in our brain to activate the type of hormones that should give us what we need in order to feel good. Is that real? You know, because, you know, why do people, they put a name to it. It's called the SAD. It's S-A-D, the SAD syndrome. And a lot of people get very, very depressed in the wintertime because of the lack of light. Is that my understanding of it true about the hormones?
Well, it could be. I don't normally get the depression from lack of light myself, or, you know, too much light or lack of light. Let me just see here. Let's try a sample clearing just to see if it helps you, okay? Ready? So are you in an area where there's less light right now? I know you're back east.
Yeah. I'm affected by it every winter.
Okay. So let's take the energy that you have right now, and since you're, I think, 3 hours ahead of me, I'm sure the sun is down. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it went down at 4:30, so that it's already been down for 2 hours here.
Okay. Wow, 4:30. I think I still got light here. So my 4:30 is all right. So here we go, everybody. So just look to see where you are. I want to bring in the energy that would be if you had light around you. We'll just see if that helps. Maybe we could put something on the website if it does, where you can bring in or I would use the word light, maybe sunlight or something, or brightness or something. This is the word light's used too many times. But here we go. Let's see if this helps you. So, and yeah, I'm sure that the vitamin D is different out it. But anyway, here we go. So one, coming in, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so here we go, everybody. That was for that. And what we'll do now is person before that mentioned about their living environment with stuff affecting their animals and pets. We'll just do a space clearing. So just think of where you're feeding your pets. We'll do a clearing for that. If you don't have any pets, we'll do your dinner table, wherever you eat at. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Yeah, that's helping everybody. Pretty bizarre energy on this call, on this show today. I don't know what it is, but it's a little different, a little sideways. A lot of stuff kind of tugging and pulling here. Anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So Ron just did clearings for the bringing in light energy and also the object and space clearing. So also a water charging might be good for the pets, and that is, I think, isn't there a call next week, Ron, for the Wednesday call where you do the water charging?
Yeah, that'll be this week here. So on Wednesdays we do water charging for the whole week for everybody. So if you're interested in having light-colored water for each day that you're living, we'll say, that we do on Wednesdays. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
And that's a great call, everybody. And also, would that work for the pets, too?
Yes, it would. Uh-huh.
Okay, so yeah, maybe...
that you could put a little water container out. It can't work for 7 days, but it will work for the one day.
Yeah, so maybe try that and see that if that helps you out. And also, regarding Janice's call, Janice, thanks for calling in. And it sounds like also, too, that maybe even a gray skies clearing might help. That's a free clearing. You can do that on the website pretty much all the time. You can find it under sample clearings. And that one is great to do if you live in an area that really has a lot of clouds or a lot of weird weather activity, and you can just do it, pretty much run it for the whole day. Maybe if you're out at work, you can just open up your computer and start that, or, you know, maybe run it at night while you're asleep. I find that, you know, sometimes just doing a clearing helps, even if you don't specifically know what your problem or your what's blocking you. So often, if I'm not sure where to start, I'll just put up the gray skies clearing or do an earth protection clearing, and just having the light being up on my monitor screen while I'm doing it, oftentimes that'll just make me feel better and kind of clear my mind out. I wonder if anybody else has that experience too. And we have a caller. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Ed.
Hello.
Okay, hi, Ed.
Okay. I had something happen to me, and it was very that, and I want to get Ron's take on it. 2 o'clock Sunday morning, I had fallen asleep after the Saturday night show, and I was asleep on the couch here, and all of a sudden, I remember I was dreaming, and then all of a sudden, I woke up very quickly. I didn't realize it at the moment, but afterwards I realized that as I woke up, I perceived like a black shape of something, like a blob, but it was like twice my size, and it was like settling on me or trying to get into me. I didn't remember that. What I remember that later, but what I remembered was that all of a sudden I'm waking up, and it felt like I had, you know, 1,000 volts of electricity just explode in my body, and my arms shot from, this is like, I was totally asleep, my arms shot straight out in front of me, both arms, and both legs. They were up on the footrest of the couch, and my two legs went straight out, my arms went straight out, and I was like wide awake instantly. And it felt like two things at once. It felt like an explosion inside me, and it also felt like I had been electrocuted. So then I got up and I started to walk around a little bit. I was still in a detached neutral state, but then I started to remember this dark thing. Now, was I protected? Did my spirit protect myself by exploding light at this thing? What was that was trying to get at me?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know, Ed. I can see it, and I can see it gone, but I don't know how or why. You may be getting a little more in tune with what's out there. Boy.
So I was wondering if that was like a retaliation, because I wrote the Rumorville News report, and I was talking about the blobs with legs and no arms. And if I was to describe that black shape, I didn't see any legs, but it was like a large black blob. And it was like it was like as if to crush me. It just dropping on top of me. And I was wondering, you know, I'd like more to know about what went on. Did the sovereign soldiers protect me? Did the light ship protect me? Did you protect me? Did my spirit protect me? Was I protected? Did we blow it off? Did we eliminate it? Should you now dissolve it so it doesn't try it again? These are my questions.
I don't know, Ed. Right now, I just don't know. I'm not in the space to look at that.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just, I can't... I can't say one way or the other right now. This show is
okay,
a very hard show right now. So I'm having a little difficulty.
Okay.
Energy coming in.
Okay, I understand. Well, that's it. Because when you mentioned strong sideways energy, I said, uh-oh, is there something in this thing left? You know, that's what I was wondering. Or am I clean of it now?
I think you are clean of it, yes. You know, the how and
okay,
why.
Okay, good.
I've even looked myself trying to figure out what's going on with the energy that I've worked with even 1 or 2 days ago, and I don't even have a clue. Things are going by so quickly
right.
And fast that I you know, it's hard to explain for myself looking at what I'm doing, what's going on. But all I know is that as we're approaching the 21st, it's hell. So that's about all I can say.
Yeah, that's kind of the feeling I had, too, is like this is part of the feeding frenzy. And somehow it hit me at that moment.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I understand your head's in a different place. That's cool. I just wanted to be sure I was clean. Thank you.
Yeah, you're clean, Ed, so that's good.
Oh, okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, Ed, thanks so much for your call. And also wanted to suggest maybe... an object cording release or a negative object removal. I think we were going to talk about that earlier in the show, and gosh, it sounds to me like everybody needs to do an object clearing on their beds or something or where they sleep at night. that might be helpful. And those are all the energetic negative objects removal is $5 per year. And that would also be a whole lifetime clearing, right, Ron?
Yes, it would be. So let's go up on the defense plate ship here. We got a little bit of time here. I don't normally do this, but we're going to go to the light ship instantly and go up on the defense plate ships and just see what the hell is happening here. So here we go. We're going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And like I said, the 21st day is coming closer, and there's a lot of aliens coming to try to take people away, to bring clone bodies in, et cetera. So just start battling some aliens now. That just will make everybody feel probably better, too. Here we go. So we're up there, going into the defense plate wing. And you may even, when we go out of the light ship here, we may actually even see the time-traveling soldiers fighting the aliens here, trying to keep them off the timelines, or at least this major timeline here. So we're in a defense plate ship. Each one of us has their own little ship now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going out of the light ship, one-third of the way out, third, and all the way out. Here we go. So let's just start battling the aliens that are out there. And, man, there's a lot of ugly, smelly-looking things out there. Some look like blob energy, kind of like what Ed described. Some look gray. Some look like a apple fritter with legs on them, like a cancerous growth. Some look like regular humanoids. Anything that's trying to take away free will, free choice is what the soldiers are dealing with now. Remember, that's the only way the light ship can come in and intervene. Because the light does not look for darkness and give retribution unless they're taking away free will, free choice. And so the conduit, in a sense, the way that the light ship can come become involved is to have the soldiers get attacked by these energies. And at that point, they can do so. Remember, the soldiers are still in duality. So as far as the light's concerned, they're doing what they choose to do. But when the darkness comes in to take away their free will, free choice, just by being out there, that's how the light ship can act. So I need to definitely describe that to people, because the light does not go out and fight the darkness on its own. So here we go. So we're going out. If you're able to be a seer, you're going to see laser shots being taken all the way around you from your ship. They are under attack, which is not, it happens all the time. The light barrier has increased from probably typically a foot with most of them to probably about 5 feet now, because there are advanced aliens out there with higher technologies that are coming in from the beyondo. And the light just works out of time and puts out light. All these ships do that. So we're battling ones right now. And you might actually feel, I'm seeing like a race of flies that are being terminated instantly. What happens is, I normally myself go out to these ships and say, hey, you're in the light territory. You have to leave now, and you should not be here. And if you want to come into light, you can. We'll give you a sample of what the light is like. And if you stay here, not be here, and you're going to be terminated because you're dealing in the land of light. And most alien races, I should use the word probably, at least 99% plus, don't understand that. And all they know is domination and control, because they're used to that all the time. And they don't know anything other than to steal energy from things. So they don't care what light is. They know what it is, but they don't want to honor your particular end of here of free will, free choice. Here we go. We're battling aliens now, and they do have a chance to come to the light. Most of them do, but you know, when I can connect with them that way. But a lot of times they don't even care. So we're battling other energies right now. If you're able to look and see, you're going to see the Chinese out on the right side of us here, long ways off, and they kind of come in and out of the timeline and do destruction. Back to their own timeline. So they kind of like are able to hop around in the stealth mode. And you might just see them come in and go, because they're actually viewing with their higher technologies than what the other forces that are fighting have. And we're getting rid of some more of the aliens now. If anybody wants to comment or send me an email on what you've seen, that would be nice. I could send it to Ed if you're interested. He will not publish your name to honor your privacy. I could probably just paste the entry if you wish to do so into an email to Ed. So here we go. Send Ed an email yourself. But here we go. We're now going underground here, and the Middle East is a hot spot. For some reason, there's a lot of blue energy over there. The alien races use blue energies. I can't tell you how or why, but the blue is what I've been dealing with in the last couple of weeks here. And there's just some strange creatures that are connected to blue. And we're taking these energies out right now that are there. We're also going to the pyramid energies. I've been working with that a lot. They're being also used some way with different artifacts underneath them and things. And there's also underground tunnels. And also, like we probably already can, you know, and realize all the different vortexes that they connect to. So it's like much like an airport. So we're taking a lot of these energies out that are coming in. And right now we're doing some great sky clearing, looking down at the skies, getting rid of aliens. So if your sky happens to change or you start seeing maybe less stars up in the sky, they were taken out. A lot of people are seeing blinking stars now with different colors. Oh, you know, so you might understand what that's about. No? Or battling, you may have your own experience of this here. I can only tell you what I'm seeing briefly here. If you do get hit with their lasers or whatever you want to call them, you might feel your body shake a little bit or jerk. That's because it was a really strong hit on the light ship that you're in. From there, you normally don't get destroyed at all, but you will feel the energy of the race is hitting you sometimes. And energy is feeling better now. We're going to be taking stuff away from some of the planets that we know about here that are being used or are used against us. So we're going to go to the moon now and see what we can take out there. Aliens are there controlling that energy. Also go to Mars and take out some energies there too. So you may start to see different type of battle situation now. And the energy around me is getting pretty light now. It was real very heavy before. Now it's getting lighter. I'm back now. So here we go. Coming back down. Off the light ship. We'll go back into the light ship. And you can feel, if you want to move your arm up and down or arms a little bit, you can feel the change in gravity. Coming back in, one third. Kind of move your arm up and down, two thirds. And now we're in. And now we're coming back here. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. Hey, I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. And there's a lot of comments on the fast chat. People are seeing a big shield, getting hit, huge flashes of light, silver-blue-looking timelines, a lot of energy protecting them. So people are also saying they're feeling much better and thanking you for the clearing. So huge flashes of white light.
Upside. The main thing is if you're a newbie right now and you go, wow, this is kind of strange or what's going on, well, that's why we have the race sky clearing. That's free. We have the satellite clearings. Go to the drop-down box on the left side of the website. I think it says sample healings there, I believe, and do those. Also, you may want to get your barcodes off of you, off your spirit. I would definitely do that 2012 barcode. these energies off of you so you won't be taken sideways, you know, shortly here, because every day it's getting more intense. Remember, the end of the week here is on Friday the 21st. So, not too far away, people. We will have people joining us on Saturday. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's a really great one, Ron. And actually, I can't believe we didn't mention that. People were asking earlier about what can they do to protect themselves. And the Ascension 2012 barcode removal is the full name of that clearing, and that's $50. And that's available on creationlightshift.com. Also, the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox clearing is only $25. And that's another really good one to mention. So, Ron, we're actually coming up towards the end of the show. We have about maybe 4 minutes left. But I did want to mention, too, there is a call coming up in January, and that is a really good call to be on, the 2013, the New Year's call, and that is January 6th, Sunday. It's 1 to 5 Pacific Standard Time. 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's where we sample each month by month the New Year's energies. And it's nice to sometimes have an affirmation for each month if you'd like to get on that call. That's a really good one to check out. And there's also the upcoming Conscious Life Expo, which is going to be in Los Angeles February 8th through the 13th. So there's a website for that, too, which is consciouslifeexpo.com. And Ron has a little bit of a different format this year. He's going to be in two booths. So there's going to be one with a light infusion chamber, and then there's going to be, you know, the one where he has the monitor screens and the other ones. So if you're in the L.A. area or you're near there, that would be a great way to check out not only the light infusion chamber, but to see some of the light beings in action and get the light codes put back into your body. So that's at consciouslifeexpo.com. Okay, so there are a few comments on the fast chat. Ron, people are saying they feel much lighter, they're feeling better. Also, someone's saying that the nano detox helps depression for them. So we were talking about depression earlier. So maybe if you're one of the people that's been having issues with that, maybe if you haven't done nano detox, it's only $25. And all of the testimonials that I've heard from that one have been really, really positive. So it sounds like a very thorough clearing. Just checking one more time for questions, seeing if anything came in. Ron, that looks like about it. So maybe we should just wrap up and I'll turn it over to you. So thanks everybody for listening. Thank you for your calls. Make sure you stay close to Lightshift this week and make sure you keep on top of doing your clearings and healing. So if we had any questions on the fast chat that didn't get addressed, please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll say goodnight and I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Hey, everybody. So just say blessings and see you later, everyone. And hopefully you have a wonderful week. And, you know, do some of those free clearings. And definitely, do the Be Here Now clearing, a free one also. We don't mention that too much. Get those barcodes off of you, especially off of your spirit. This is going to be a rough week probably. Can't guarantee that, but it feels that way. So anyway, thank you, everybody. Next program on BBS will be on Wednesday. That's on Station 1 also. Same time at 5:30 PST. Excuse me. No. It'll be at 7 o'clock. See you later, everybody. Blessings. Good night.